Everybody for coming tonight. It's going to be a wonderful night of music. A lot of singers, a lot of different styles of music. It's going to be wonderful. Our first duo tonight that's coming will be Danae and Larry. They're going to do Just As I Am.
Saints, the Lord makes it so simple. Salvation and bridehood, just as I am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God. Just as I am, waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings within and fears without, O Lamb of God, I come. I come.
Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight rich as healing of the mind, yes, all I need in thee to find, God. God, I come. I come.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe. O Lamb of God, I come. I come.
Just as I am, thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yea, thine alone, O Lamb of God. Just as I am, thou hast chosen me to rule and reign, thy holy queen, the crown, the scepter, all is mine, O Lamb of God.
The next group up is going to be Debbie on guitar, and then Paul Rivera, Eloy's coming up, and Greg. So come on up, everyone.
Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss, joy, joy. Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened the heavenly door. And man is blessed evermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave. Christ was born to save, calls you one and calls you all to gain his everlasting home. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a young pianist, very young pianist, but he's an awesome pianist. He covered for me a couple Sundays ago because I was sick. and instant in season, so he didn't get to practice. We just said, hey, what are you doing right now? And he said nothing, and we said, okay, you're doing the offertory. So here comes Aiden. He's going to play. I'm going to try to accompany him. If you hear any mistakes, it wasn't me. So, let's see. Next is going to be Ty and a trio. Sue, Diane, and Stacy. Here they come.
Shining star and heard a
insurance, but, you know, poor Ty has to climb over stuff up here and that. Forgot my glasses. So next is Debbie. She's coming back up to do a solo. I'm just thankful tonight for Ty. Awesome. He just, besides the Bible studies, he plays piano too and does about everything. He's also the marshal, or what is it, arms, or the guy that walks around and makes sure nobody gets hurt. So he checks the doors and checks the checks. So just thankful for him. Yeah, amen. A great testimony, too, about how he came to play at church. He just came, and then he played. And he was, it happened to be a church. So it's, how old were you, Ty? 9 or 10? It was Aiden's age when you started, wasn't it? 14. Amen. Blessed. We're blessed. Amen. I'm stalling because there's, like, time in between. I should be, like, playing or something or making some noise. So as everybody's getting ready, I'm making noise. Right now.
So this song is a song we hear all the time in at Christmas. Like if you're sitting in a restaurant or a shopping center, you might hear it. And I looked it up, and it was written in the 15th century. So that's the 1400s, and the author is unknown, but back in the day, they didn't have a lot of Christmas carols like we know it back then in the 1400s. It was all in Latin, and people didn't really hear the gospel that often because of the way things were. But so this song is from that era, and I was listening to it one day years ago, and I thought, oh my goodness, they're singing a scripture in there. And it made me happy because I knew that the gospel was going out. And that one line was, remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. And Isaiah 53:6 says, we all like sheep have gone astray, each one to our own way, and the Lord has laid upon him all our iniquities. Thank you, Jesus. And so that's, just think of old England and hear these people caroling in the darkest times, and yet people were listening back then.
Festive, merry, gentle, let nothing you dismay. Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save a soul from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Thank you. upon a manger, upon this blessed morn, to which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of
truly blessed. We have lots of musicians and pianists and vocalists and Bible teachers and our pastor, and it's just on and on. And so the next group up will be another family group. The DeMonts are coming up next, and our wonderful choir director, pianist, all around great person, is going to accompany Linda.
So Jesus as Emmanuel speaks of God's desire to draw near to humanity and identifying with us in our suffering and our struggles. This name reminds believers that we are all never alone, because God is always with us. Through the Spirit of Jesus who dwells in our hearts, the song that we are singing is O Come, Emmanuel. This song is not a traditional Christmas song. Emmanuel was a type of music used in the church during the medieval. Some words Hispanic people just cannot say. Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel. That was the Old Testament. Now in the New Testament, Matthew 1:22 through 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Each stanza in this song that we're going to sing concentrates on a different biblical name for Christ. Verse 1, Son of God. Verse 2, our wisdom from on high. Verse 3, branch of Jesse's tree. 4, key of David. And verse 5, it's 2, desire of nations and king of peace.
Praise the Lord. Another pianist you probably haven't heard before is going to be coming up. Olive is going to be playing piano for us, part of the Bullis family. They're all musicians. So are you playing piano? You're playing flute. Wait a minute. There's more than one. Oh, sure, come on up. Okay, wait a minute. All right. So never mind. I'll let them announce what they're going to do. Okay. And so you probably haven't heard Lucas play guitar or the flute. These guys are just phenomenal. But you're going to hear some music now. Even know they were going to do all that. I had down piano and violin. And there was who played flute? All played flute. And then they switched piano parts. So we got a lot of piano players here. I'm going to retire. You guys are not hired. So So now we have Linda coming back up with a trio. It is the standard trio of LWT, Paula, Sue, and Linda.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
So, next up, that was awesome. I mean, David didn't have anything on that trio, I'm telling you. So, the next song is going to be Sylvia and Velma. Come on up. I don't know what happened to the mics. They're everywhere, so just grab one and we'll be fine. Praise the Lord. It's about Jesus tonight. It's always about him here. It's been wonderful tonight. We've got a special guest tonight, a visitor coming. He comes and sings, and when he sings and plays tonight, he's only playing. I wish he could sing too, but Melanie's going to come up next, and they're going to do a special for us. It'll be a special blessing tonight.
to angels a special indeed, and you can grow up to be anything, but who would imagine a king, a shepherd, a teacher, is what you could be, or maybe a fisherman out of the sea, or maybe a carpenter building on things, but who would imagine a king? I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound. I look to you, Lord, I look to you, after all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong, I look to you. And when melodies are gone, in you I find a song, I look to you. But who could imagine, who would imagine?
Thanks, Michael and Melanie. This piano was smoking. I gotta wait for it to cool down a little bit now so I can play it. The next group is up is another family. It's a big family. They've taken up like four or five rows. But we're gonna start with just a couple at a time here. The Austin family is gonna be the next group up. Boy, it's going fast, isn't it? Start on C.
Silent night, holy night.
There's only two songs left. So, and I can't find my music for the one where I'm supposed to be singing. Anybody have it? Oh, here it is. I got it. All right, we have a special, and extra special. Pastor's going to sing. And so is Joe Birds Jr. I've been trying to get him up here for like a century now. Brother, he's got a voice like no other. There's angelic, and then there's above the angelic. So he's in the next cloud up. So, and Joe Jr.'s coming up, and Pastor's coming up. I just threw the third verse on about 30 minutes ago, so. And the pre-chorus to the chorus.
His name, all oppression shall cease. sweet hymns of joy. In grateful, glorious praise we let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord.
Thank everyone for coming tonight. We have one more song. So all the guys are going to come up and do a song. We usually do this with a choir, but we decided to just have all the guys and the young guys and the old guys and the really old guys come up. Yeah. And once we get situated, Deborah Mounden, famous organist, pianist, director of The Other Side, is going to join us.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel.
always goes so fast. We had a lot of songs. But it is wonderful to be here tonight, as opposed to sitting in front of the TV or something else and hearing about our Lord, Savior, soon bridegroom. And we're just thankful tonight. If there's anyone tonight that's here that doesn't know Jesus, tonight's the night to make that decision. And we're just thankful for this place and what it represents and all those who come before us and all those that are waiting for us. And I'm just thankful tonight for all of the gifts that have been bestowed upon us as a congregation and upon our lives. It's not just the music. It's not about the music. It's about Jesus. And so, and it's not about, you know, we're not the greatest tabernacle choir in the world, but, you know, the Lord hears our voices. And he hears it coming from our hearts. And you feel the Spirit, and you feel the love. And that's what Living Waters is about. It's about the love. It's not about the building. It's not about any of us in particular, but it's about the love that's among us. And we just are so thankful tonight. And we have to sing something. What do you think, Linda? You want to come up and... Come, oh, come all you faithful. I don't even know the number. Come on, Ty.
Page 100. Let's stand together. When we're done singing, we'll have our pastor lead us in prayer before we leave, okay?
Thank you.
Worship the Lord. Lord Jesus.